Bavenda on 959 Car Drive, on the streets, on the air. Revolution. And then before that, Ladies Night. Little Kim coming through with all sorts of other women out there, including the one and only Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott goes down in history as top five female rappers for sure.
Oh yeah,
no doubt about it. Not to mention her production skills. Anyway, I want to start off with how we ended off yesterday. And basically how we ended off yesterday was with the Samsung competition. We had a moment. We had somebody who took part in the competition, and she was up to, I think, 7,500, if not 8,500, and then lost all of the money.
8,500.
Was it 8,500?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I want to recap and tell you how this competition is supposed to work. So, essentially, what you have to do is, you have to flip cards. And we're doing 10 cards on Monday, Tuesday. Today, I want to make it easy. I'll make it 6 cards.
Okay.
So, you flip these cards, and every time you flip a card, I'll give you money. But there's a catch to this, because there's actually a bogey prize. If you flip a blank card, you lose all the money you've accumulated thus far. Right? Which is a big issue, because, you know, ideally you would want to win some money or the ultimate prize, which is a phone. Mm. The phone is worth 30 grand.
Yeah.
The Galaxy Z Flip 3. Amazing. I've done the review on it. Go look for the video online. And so with what happened yesterday, I made a call to the top. And today we're going to give away two, I guess, opportunities to win this phone. We'll do a competition in the first hour, and then we'll do another competition in the last hour. If you haven't entered yet, head over to our Twitter page right now. I've sent a tweet, interact with it. Tell us what your favorite feature is when it comes to the Galaxy Z series. And the phones are actually available in stores now. They weren't available before. We obviously had, you know, advanced products. But now you can go out there and get them. And that's pretty much how it's going to go. Let's get the show started. Yesterday I sent a tweet. I was like, guys, fruit in America tastes horrible.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it does.
Really?
Everything from peaches to apples, even the oranges taste pap.
Mm. But Americans and food in general, they just seem to, they're always like adding stuff to their food and making it artificial.
It's GMO. So genetically modified, they make it bigger, but it doesn't necessarily taste any better.
Are they doing that with the fruit as well?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Straight up and down. Then some people obviously responded saying, yeah, it is. Others saying, I've never been to America. And I thought to myself, even locally. Because let me tell you, Mina, growing up in KZN, we always had mangoes in KZN, right? And I don't mind saying those mangoes tasted great. But then if you go to other provinces, they've got what we call fish mangoes, right? Do you guys know what those are?
Fish mangoes?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
The small mangoes?
No, the bigger mangoes.
Okay.
Yeah, the small mango is the one that tastes better, in my opinion.
Yes, the small mango tastes really great.
Yes, the small
better
mango.
Better than the big one.
That one, yeah, the big one is bap.
We've got those in Northwest.
You see, the big one is bap.
We had both in Eswatini. You could, some trees gave you the small ones, some trees gave you the big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're saying, but there's actually like, it's a fish mango. I can't explain it. It's a different strain or different strand of the mango.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And that one doesn't taste good at all.
Doesn't slap.
Not at all, bruh. I mean, I was even thinking to myself, even when it came to things like, you know, pele pele, like chilies, you know, some of those things don't taste good either.
Yeah.
I know with potatoes, for instance, it might not be a big difference when it comes to the taste, but in terms of how long it actually takes to cook, like there's a certain type of potato that just takes longer. And I know that the older folk might know how to identify it. I don't. I haven't reached that point.
Yeah, my mom can actually tell from potatoes that these are the potatoes where you can make chips with or good for mash, because you can just see.
The ones that stay hard inside, no matter how long you've cooked it. It's like, how this thing is still rock solid.
Yeah.
Apples as well. You know those apples that taste like flour? Have you ever come across an apple?
Yes.
You bite into it and you're just like,
just powdery.
What's going on here?
But Evo's from Limpopo.
Really?
They're big and they juicy and they buttery. They everything.
I don't know. I mean, I can imagine though, because of the climate. Limpopo is at Duma, like a lot of things from there, actually.
Even the bananas. I don't even eat bananas, but yo, a banana from Limpopo any day.
Yeah, if you're into farming, you want to be in Limpopo. If you want to be... Yeah, I guess KZN as well, because the climate is warm and you get a lot of water. Yeah, so Ziatum. So let us know, Gewena, if you've ever tasted different fruits from different provinces and which one you rate more. Me, I'm not even being, it's not even patriotism, but KZN.
Yeah.
KZN. Ziatum.
Oh, wow.
Eswatini.
Northwest, I'm kidding.
Tell us, from what Eswatini tastes good?
Everything. So we grew up having like fruit trees all around us.
Yeah.
On my way to school, you can pick guavas. You could, it's just.
Us as well.
So here in Joburg, when you
even
see people picking those little berries,
yeah.
You're not sure if this thing should be eaten.
Mulberries.
Yeah.
So Joburg people have really suffered because fruits aren't just like, and that's why they'll settle for whatever. I feel like it's always the leftovers that get sent to Joburg.
Mm. Tell me something. If you grew up eating guavas, do you know the thing about guavas?
What's the thing about guavas?
They constipate you.
Gave me runs.
No, because they've got a high affinity for water. You eat guavas.
Yeah.
Ah. Watch, boy. Hey.
But if you can them, then they don't constipate you.
Why would you can fresh fruit?
No, it's also
you
nice.
You
want to
eat it
can
fresh.
She's rural.
Exactly. Rural. We have to do that. You can your guava.
You take something fresh and you put it in a can.
It was a lot. So we need to do something.
I don't know about canning it. Eat it on the spot.
Canned fruit. Mm-mm. Ah, you guys. Bap.
Hi, Sizwe and the team. I know what a fish mango is. I'm from Limpopo. So a fish mango, it's the type that looks like a shape. Your corner. It looks like a fish.
So that is
fish mango. But I agree, it just doesn't taste nice. We had one in my grandmother's yard. All the mangoes would be finished, but that we still have loads and loads of mangoes. So yeah. And yeah, hey. But the fish mango, it's a no-no. Great show.
Thank you very much. You see now, do you even know fruits if you don't know what a fish mango is, Eswatini?
We had quality. Mangoes that look like fish.
Nah.